Good morning. We continue Chayadim Hilchos Shabbos Kol Chavtes, learning the Malachos of Kareya, and we saw Siman Hey, and now we're just going through some examples. What's going to be mutter? A person wants to open a little packet of sugar. A person can do so. It's a one-time usage. Person opens the packet, pours out the sugar, and throws it away. That's the opening is not significant. It's there. Their kilkel is going to be mutter. A person does have to be aware of the fact that there are letters or pictures. Just a simple design which doesn't really convey anything is not also, if there's a picture which is there, or letters which are there, a person should be careful not to tear through the letters in that case. A person wants to open a cereal box. So the cereal box is glued together on the top. That's potentially a problem of Korea to open up the cereal box. You're being Korea to create an opening which is going to be used multiple times. The person should tear the box in such a way that the box will not really be usable again. And this way, there's no the opening that you're making is not a beneficial type of an opening. It's going to be mutter. A person has a bag of potato chips. Similarly, a person tears in such a way that the bag becomes that it's not going to be able to be reused. That's going to be mutter. A person tears in such a way that a large bag, a person makes an opening which they're then going to be using multiple times to take everything out over a period of time. The person is creating an opening, and that's going to be a problem. But if a person just opens in such a way that they're going to take out the contents and then discard the bag, preferably it should be done in such a way which it should be that one has to do so. One cannot reuse it, because a person is going to be able to reuse it even if they choose not to afterwards. But if it's done in such a way where it is reusable, so the tikkun really is accomplished, you've created a positive type of an opening, even though you decide later on, you decide eventually to not to take everything out at one time. So we've probably done in a way which is nicker, that that's not going to be able to be reused. A person has a single-use bag of potato chips. So there's some who argue that even if you take it and you eat out of it, it's okay, as opposed to pouring out the contents, because it's a one-time usage, so you're not really making it. All you're doing is trying to get everything out, and it's going to be mutter. The logic behind that, the Chazon Ish argues that we look at that similar to the idea of cracking open a nut to get the contents. A person cracks open a nut to get the contents. He doesn't have to pour out all the contents of the from the shell immediately. He can take the pieces one by one, because since it's all it is made for one to protect it for this one type of a usage, it becomes very similar to just being a shell. So there's some person which are matter based on that, the person will do so. A common example, the person takes children to some type of a Shabbos party or learning group, it's a type of situation. They give out small bags of potato chips, and the kids tear it open and eat from it. The other option would be the kids tearing it open and pour everything out onto the table, which creates a terrible mess. So the person wants to be makel, that for a child to do so, a person can be makel. Preferably, I think the adult should not do so for themselves. So. Person wants to open a coffee jar, a new coffee jar, and there's the foil inside. Person wants to take off the cover and tear open that covering off of the jar. That's going to be mutter. We will similarly, if a person does, you have a ketchup bottle or a mustard bottle, tearing off the cover from a yogurt or leaven for a child. All of those, the person tears it off. As that's going to be mutter, just taking the cover off the top. It's not done in a way that it's going to be create a usable, beneficial type of an opening. You just take the whole thing off. As those are some cases are going to be mutter. We still have to clarify a few more points. Be'ez Hashem in a few more shurim. And meanwhile, have a good day.